Hi, this is Dr. Frank Aversano, editor of SinusNinja.com. In this podcast, we'll talk about common medications that are advised, advertised, and prescribed for sinusitis and allergies. We'll also decide when or if we need them. So let's get started. On the surface, choosing a sinus or allergy medicine like Zyrtec, Claritin, or Benadryl is simple and straightforward. Most of us start by walking into our neighborhood pharmacy. Which pill or potion should we try? Some of us read every label. Others call the pharmacist over for advice. Still others know exactly which sinus or allergy medicine they want after seeing an ad on TV. So after browsing, brain picking, and media surfing, we make our purchase. Maybe our trip to the pharmacy wasn't to get off-the-shelf relief. It could be that we've tried or don't trust the safety of self-prescribed remedies. No, today we're here to get a real medication that was authorized by our doctor. In this podcast, we'll take a close look at the main types of sinus and allergy medications and offer an alternative view that may have you thinking twice about popping your next new pill. NDs, naturopathic doctors, have a unique perspective on the nature of disease, what it actually is, and what causes it. Before jumping into drug treatments for sinusitis and nasal allergies, let's take a step back and decide when or if we need them. Every doctor is concerned with three basic things: symptoms, cause, and what to do. Whether you see an MD medical doctor or an ND naturopathic doctor, they will hear your story, diagnose the cause, and prescribe a course of action. The best result is a return to normal health. The worst, realizing your condition is untreatable and that you will decline over time. Let's take a look at how MDs medical doctors and NDs naturopathic doctors view sinus disease. How your MD medical doctor looks at chronic sinusitis. When MDs go to school, they learn all the ways the body can make errors. Then they go about learning how to fix them. Drug therapy is one way, surgery is another. Of all human illnesses, however, only a small number are actually caused by the body's error. One example is an error in the genetic code. Another is an organ or tissue response to an unavoidable accident or trauma. Drug and surgical intervention is well suited in these cases, since the root cause is metabolic or structural. The majority of chronic, non-emergent illnesses, however, are caused by mistakes you and your ND at Nova Sinus Center may be able to identify and correct. How your ND at Nova Sinus Center looks at chronic sinusitis. Let's suppose for a moment that your body is reacting normally to the given conditions. In the case of chronic sinusitis, these are overgrowth and entrapment of bacteria in the air-filled spaces of the face and skull bones. Bacteria release a number of chemical substances, some of which cause the classic signs of inflammation: swelling, heat, functional loss, redness, and pain. Such inflammation is a normal response. What isn't normal are the conditions that cause the bacteria to colonize so aggressively in the first place. The best physicians of the past and present will tell you, no therapy is curative. Normal health evolves from the body itself when given the right conditions. If you're fortunate enough to be one of the few for whom antibiotics have worked, congratulations. That is, until the next episode. If you and your doctor are not working to adjust the root causes, your chronic sinusitis will continue. The same is true for sinus surgery. While functional endoscopic sinus surgery, otherwise known as FES, and balloon sinuplasty can restore sinus ventilation and outflows, it does little to address the errors that caused your sinus problem to begin with. The evidence? We see folks at Nova Sinus Center looking for help after their second and third sinus surgeries. Battling bugs, squashing symptoms. Any drug you may be taking for sinusitis is doing one of two things: battling bugs or squashing symptoms. What is it not doing? Curing your illness or identifying avoidable mistakes. Some clients are surprised to hear that 94% of us will not get better with antibiotics. Others are all too aware of the intestinal side effects like gas, bloating, and diarrhea. Many more are seeking an alternative to feeling wired and tired on sinus and allergy medications that are intended to offer a better quality of life. At sinusninja.com, you can take a look at a summary of sinus and allergy medications. This is Dr. Frank Aversano, editor of sinusninja.com. Thanks for listening to Understanding Sinus Medications. Be sure to stay informed by tuning into our other podcasts at sinusninja.com. Have a sinus trouble-free day.